Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Your first mission is to keep yourself happy.
It's living for self that is so exhausting and frustrating because you were made to live for Him. So when you begin to please Him, you begin to thrive. It's not a burden. It's not a duty. It's a joy. I come alive. This is what I was made for.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Welcome in to Witness Wednesday here on Wretched Radio. Hey, I'm Jimmy Hicks, and we're doing something a little bit different today. Todd's not with us. We're actually going to be listening in to Ray Comfort, who was recently with the crew from Living Waters at Cal State Fullerton, where they engage students in conversations on cultural issues, but more importantly, the gospel.
So, you said you're an agnostic?
I am agnostic, yes.
You believe in God?
I do.
I said, is He angry at you? And what did you say?
I know I am imperfect.
Can you give me some specifics? What are you doing that displeases God?
I don't go to church too regularly.
Well, that, I don't know if that displeases God like sin.
Yeah, well, that too. I mean,
have you been born again?
No, I haven't,
okay,
actually.
We want you to be born again. We want you to enter God's kingdom. Jesus said this, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And the thing that will stop you coming to Christ is your love of sin. The Bible says we hate God without cause. We're enemies of God in our mind through wicked works. It actually says in the book of Romans, our mind is in a state of hostility towards God. Are you hostile towards God?
No.
You're not? Have you ever used God's name in vain?
Not in recent time.
So you have?
Yes.
Why didn't you just say yes?
I like attention.
Not in recent times. Do you love your mom?
Yeah.
Would you ever use her name as a cuss word, a substitute for human excrement? Would you use your mother's name in that context? Please say no.
No.
Good. Because you respect her.
Yeah.
But you don't respect the God that gave you a mother. You have taken His holy name and used it in place of a cuss word. What greater hostility can you have towards anyone than to use their name as a cuss word? So you're at enmity with God in your mind through wicked works. That's what the Bible says. And every time you sin, you're storing up God's wrath that's going to be revealed on the day of judgment. So let's go through those commandments as we did with our friend before and see how you're doing.
Yes.
Are you a good person?
Okay. I like to think so as well.
Okay. This is going to be a little embarrassing for you. Alex, when did you last look at pornography?
I don't remember. I got a girlfriend. I don't remember.
Oh, are you fornicating with your girlfriend?
Guys, oh my gosh.
So you don't need porn because you're fornicating with your girlfriend. And the Bible says fornicators will not inherit the kingdom of God. I told you it was going to be embarrassing. But think of what's going to happen on the day of judgment. If you're embarrassed in front of human beings, how much more will you be ashamed on the day of judgment? And I don't want that to happen to you. Have you lied and stolen?
I took a gumball from the candy store once when I was nine. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's disappointing.
Yeah. Look, Alex, let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
It's human nature to trivialize sin. I stole something when I was a little kid from a little store. It was a little piece of candy. That's what we like. I lied. I told little white lies. Just when it comes to lust, I expect guys to say, yeah, I have lust, but just after little women. Nothing big. We trivialize sin, but Alex, you open my wallet and take $1 out, you're as much a thief as you took if you took $10 out. The value of that which you steal is irrelevant to God. So you've told me you're a liar. Have you stolen? You have stolen.
I did.
And blasphemed. And you're a fornicator and an adulterer at heart. So if God judges you by those 10 commandments on Judgment Day, you're going to be innocent or guilty?
I'm pretty guilty.
Pretty guilty?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll definitely be guilty. Would you go to heaven or hell?
You know, I've always tried to live truthfully and...
You've always what?
Tried to live like... I live every day like it is my last.
Yeah, not one day you're going to be right.
I try and be a good person to everyone, regardless of...
Do you remember the question?
Yeah.
Will you be innocent or guilty on Judgment Day as a lying, thieving, blasphemous, fornicating adulterer at heart?
I'm guilty.
Yeah. Would you go to heaven or hell?
I'd probably go to the HE double hockey sticks.
Now, does that concern you? You might think it's funny, but I don't. I'm horrified.
I'm not.
Just met you, and I love you. I don't want you to go to hell. That breaks my heart. I'm serious. You may not see tears in my eyes, but there are tears in my voice. If you die tonight in your sleep, God will justly damn you in a terrible place called hell. Jesus said, fear not him who has power to kill your body and afterwards do no more, but fear him who has power to kill your body and destroy your soul in hell. Don't let that happen to you. So, does it concern you that you go to hell today if you died?
It does concern me.
Okay, now what did God do for guilty sinners like you and me so we wouldn't have to go to hell?
Yes, he died on the cross for our sins.
Now even the devil knows that. Most of America knows that. But you've got to appropriate what he did. We broke the law. Jesus paid the fine. Like I said to the guy before, if you're in court and someone pays your fine, a judge can legally let you walk free. And God can take death off you because of what Jesus did on the cross. Paying the fine. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So if you'll repent, turn from sin, trust in Jesus, right now God will wash away your sins and grant you everlasting life as a free gift. All because of his amazing grace. So Alex, when are you going to repent and put your trust in Jesus?
As soon as I can.
Today?
Yes.
Are you sorry for your sins?
I'm sorry.
Are you willing to repent and trust in Jesus?
Yeah. I do have a question, though.
Okay, what's your question?
What is your stance on the queer community?
Get someone who was a homosexual to come and talk to me, and we'll talk about that.
I'm a bisexual.
Bisexual. What does that mean?
I am attracted to both men and women.
Okay. So what's your question?
What would you say is the Bible's stance on homosexuality?
Yeah, this is what it says in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 through 9, 6 through 9. It says this, and it's very relevant how it begins. What's your name?
Val.
Val? Nice to meet you, Val. It says this, do not be deceived. That's how it begins. In other words, you can get into deception unless you understand this. And then it says, neither fornicators, you know what a fornicator is?
Yes.
Okay, neither fornicators nor idolaters. You know what an idolater is?
No.
Someone who makes up a false god. I did it before I was a Christian. I created a god in my own image to suit myself. A nice, cuddly, snuggly god that I cuddled up to and prayed to every night for about 10 years. But it wasn't the God of the Bible. My God had no sense of justice or righteousness, truth. He was part of my imagination, the place of imagery. And that's what we do. We make an image of God that accepts our sins. And it's called idolatry. And the Bible warns idolaters will not inherit the kingdom of God. So it says, do not be deceived, neither fornicators nor idolaters, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor adulterers, nor thieves will inherit the kingdom of God. So the Bible is very clear. And Val, if I meet an adulterer, I've got to say to them, I love you. I want you to repent of your adultery and trust alone in Jesus so your sins can be forgiven. If I meet an idolater, I say the same thing because I love him. A fornicator or a homosexual, I love homosexuals and I love them enough to tell them if they want to enter God's kingdom, they've got to turn from everything God considers to be sin. And that was...
But the word homosexuality was not introduced into the English Bible until the 20th century.
That's because it wasn't an English word until about the 7th... Hear that? It wasn't an English word. There was no such word as homosexual right up till about the 17th century. So it's in the scriptures. Those scriptures I quoted to you are 2,000 years old. And the book of Leviticus, about 3,000 years old, says it's an abomination for a man to lie with a man. So the Bible is very, very clear about who will and who won't inherit the kingdom of God.
Well, the Leviticus verse originally meant to be a man not lay with a boy, in meaning for pedophilia and not homosexuality.
So, Val, what's going to happen to you when you die?
I believe in God, and I love the way Jesus did by not discriminating against others for who they love, what they believe in. I don't discriminate against immigrants, against homosexuals, against women who have abortions, against nobody, because I love the way Jesus did. And Jesus Jesus personally washed the feet of the prostitute instead of stoning her along with others in the town.
I think you're getting a little mixed up with those two stories. One was a woman who was caught in the act of adultery, and the law said she should be stoned to death. And they threw her at Jesus' feet and said, what are you going to do? She was caught in the very act. Jesus knelt down and wrote in the sand, and he stood up and he said, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone at her. And then he said to the woman, when they left, beginning in the youngest, oldest to the youngest, he said, woman, where are your accusers? And she said, none, Lord. And then, do you remember what he said to her? Go your way and sin no more. Very clear.
Well, that Jesus does
That's
not...
That's what Jesus said.
Jesus does not give the right of us and humans and sinners to judge and discriminate against others while we are also sinners. Homosexuality is an equal sin as lying and adultery. So there's no greater sin. Every sin is equal in the eyes of Jesus. So if you
Belle,
lie,
I've got,
if
I've got
you
to
cheat,
address
if you
that, Belle.
Steal,
you brought up a good point. Can I just answer that? That's just not true. If a man rapes a woman and then stabs her to death, that's not the same as lying.
Why are they both
going to
help?
Oh, exactly.
God, hang on, that, you
Jesus
can be next.
Says
what's your
that,
name? You going to be next?
Sure.
Please.
Jesus
you.
Says that all eyes, the Bible says that all sins are equals in the eyes of the Lord.
Where does it say that?
It's in the Bible.
It is not. It's not. It's not. So, do you think you're a good person? Are you going to face that law on Judgment Day and be saved, or are you a sinner?
Well, I am a sinner because I am a human being. I'm
so
not
So, have
perfect.
You lied and stolen?
I've lied.
Well, the Bible says all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. I don't want you to end up in hell. I want you to be saved. I want you to put your trust in Jesus. And Val, when you're born again, God will give you a new heart and new desires so you love what God loves and hate what God hates. And God says homosexuality, adultery, fornication, lying and stealing are sins, and God will give you a love of righteousness. He'll open the eyes of your understanding, bring you out of darkness into light so you know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So please think about what we talked about, will you?
All right, we'll be back with more from Ray Comfort and the crew at Living Waters coming up next on Wretched Radio. So we decided to run the gospel through a focus group, and they loved the part about love. Then came the notes. Sin? Well, it sounds a little bit harsh. Hell? Well, that's a big negative. Saying Jesus is the only way? Well, that's just intolerant. We thanked them for their time and kept the message. If you're done rounding off the edges, Witness Wednesday here at Wretched Radio will help you share the real gospel. You can listen to your heart's content at fortisplus.org.
Hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You know what's annoying? Everyone acts like you should just automatically know how to be a man. Like it's supposed to be obvious or something. Well, Dr. Adam Tyson is actually doing something. He's going to tell you the truth. A brand new Fortis Forum that you can find at fortisplus.org. 5 steps to becoming a man after God's own heart. It's on Fortis Plus on demand. You can watch whenever you want the Fortis Forum with Dr. Adam Tyson. And it's free because Fortis Plus is free. fortisplus.org. fortisplus.org. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you actually felt something without fear, without shame, without immediately wanting to numb it? If you're living on autopilot, you're not alone. Millions are told the same thing. It's just a chemical imbalance. Hey, take this, you'll be fine. But you're not fine. You're numb. Dr. Greg Gifford gets that, and his new series, Life Without the Numb, is available right now, absolutely free at fortisplus.org. This isn't about ignoring struggles. It's about transformation from the inside out. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know the feeling. Every morning you wake up and you wonder, how am I going to navigate this weird, crazy, upside-down world with biblical wisdom? And that's exactly why Fortis Institute exists. We're your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. When you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not just giving money, you're discipling young men struggling with pornography. You're equipping pastors in small rural churches. You're preaching the gospel to students who desperately need to hear it. Visit fortisinstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Let's be honest. You've earned your PhD in couch sitting. You know exactly which cushion has the perfect amount of give. You are a professional. Well, congratulations. Your expertise just became holy ground. Fortis Plus has officially arrived on your TV. From your phone to now on your Roku, Samsung, LG, Vizio, Apple TV. Basically, if it has a screen and an internet connection, Fortis Plus is there. Go ahead, stay seated, but download Fortis Plus first because your couch just got promoted.
Revelation. How can anyone know God unless he reveals himself? If God did not speak, religion would be nothing more than man's best guess. But God has revealed himself in creation, in the Bible, and in the person of Jesus Christ. We can know God, and we can be brought into right standing with Him.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
And we are back here on Witness Wednesday at Wretched Radio. Today, we've been listening to Ray Comfort, E.Z. Swain, Mark Spence, and Oscar Navarro at Turning Point USA's Speak Your Mind event that took place recently on the campus of Cal State Fullerton.
So what's your name?
My name's Jake.
Jake?
Yes.
Jake, nice to meet you, Jake.
Likewise.
What's your question?
I've got some scriptural questions.
So you're not a Christian, but you've got scriptural questions?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay.
Just because I'm not a Christian doesn't mean I don't believe in the gospel. Earlier, when the prostitute was brought up, and Jesus said, sin no more, do you think that she never again committed a sin?
Don't think so.
Okay, so then what was the meaning of that passage?
See, a Christian is someone who perpetually, do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Perpetually turns from sin. If you get up in the morning and say, today I sin, that's called sinning after the flesh. And you need to check yourself and see if you're playing the hypocrite, if you're genuinely saved. Because once you're saved, you'll want to turn from sin with all your heart. Not only because of what it is, an abomination in God's eyes, but because of what it does. Sin and death a hand in hand. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sins it shall die. Lust brings forth sin. Sin that's conceived brings forth death. So when you embrace sin, you embrace death. So it's very unwise to do that. That's why God wants you to turn from sin and trust alone in Jesus. What's stopping you coming to Christ today?
Nothing. I mean, I'm fully...
Have you sinned against God?
Sure.
You've violated those commandments?
Sure.
Where will you go if you died today?
I don't know. I mean, it's a wide world out there.
You'd end up in hell. You've got God's promise on it.
This is hell. This is the top floor of hell.
This is Southern California, too.
This is the top floor.
This is not hell. Look at the sky. Why do you think so many people are here with a governor like we've got? It's the weather.
That brings me to my other question. What is the meaning of render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's? What does that mean to you?
Pay your taxes when that's you.
Pay your taxes.
Yeah,
do you think...
And obey the government as long as it doesn't violate God's law.
So did John the Baptist render unto Caesar? Did he pay taxes?
I don't know.
He did not.
How do you know he didn't pay taxes?
He separated... He went into the wilderness. He went into the wilderness. He separated himself from society. He sold all of his possessions, as Jesus said was required.
Sold all his possessions?
I think we could.
You're getting your stories mixed up, Jake. So do you ever read the Bible?
All the time.
You do? Can I give you a book called Scientific Facts in the Bible? Would you be interested?
I'm not really interested in science, to be honest. Science does not remove the terror of the gods.
Say that again.
Science does not remove the terror of the gods.
Okay, thank you for that. So, are you a Christian?
I'm Catholic.
Okay, have you been born again?
I'm sorry?
Have you been born again?
I have.
You have? What does that mean?
I have. Specifically for what my parents told me it meant, I grew up mainly Catholic because of my family. I was baptized
as a baby,
but I was rebaptized actually last month.
As an adult?
Yes.
Okay. Did you put your trust in Jesus alone and not your church?
I did.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Thank you. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Okay.
So are we done?
No, I had a question for you.
Okay.
I just wanted to get that out of the way first. As a Christian, do you believe that you love thy neighbor?
Yes.
You do. So as a Hispanic in the community, I have been told slurs. I have heard others been told slurs by people who claim to be Christian and to love thy neighbor. But where do you draw the line at love thy neighbor? Maria?
Maria, Hitler claimed to be a Christian. Did you know that? A lot of people claim to be Christians. There's a lot of hypocrisy. Read your Bible and tell you what a Christian is. Someone who loves. If they haven't got love, they're not a Christian. The Bible makes that clear. Okay?
If I was an immigrant and I came here illegally, regardless, would you still love me?
Of course.
Do you think all Christians should still love anybody else regardless?
Yes, we'll love you and wave to you as you go back to your country. Hello, what's your name?
My name's Sophia. Nice to meet you.
Sophia.
Sophia, yes.
Okay, Sophia.
you were saying something earlier with Charlie Kirk's the murder, the person who murdered him. Did you say that he deserved to die?
Oh, yes.
Do you believe
he's guilty? Yeah, absolutely.
If he's guilty. What about all the people who, with stuff you don't believe, with abortion, do you believe they deserve to die? Or anyone who's homosexual?
Well, anyone who kills a baby, yeah, they should give up their life. The Bible says that's very clear.
But
if you take a life, you give your life.
Yes.
And that shows the value of human life.
Why are you telling people, why are humans telling each other that they should die? It's God's decision. Not yours. You shouldn't be the one to kill those people. You're not the decider. God's the decider.
That's true.
So why are you telling everybody around them, no matter, it's their choice at the end of the day. God literally put us down on this earth and said, you decide if you choose me or don't choose me.
Sophia, the Bible makes it very clear in Romans 13 that the law or the authority puts it this way, bears not the sword in vain. There's such a thing as justice, and justice demands that if you take someone's life, you give your life. That's, we have so many murders in this country because there's no fear of God. There's no obeying of God's word. So if you love God, you'll do what he says.
So do you believe anyone who has, like, who's done big sins like adultery, murder, and all that, do you think that we should create the justice for them?
No.
But you just said that you would kill murderers.
No, I would not kill murderers.
No, you said that it's okay to kill
murderers. I'm saying it is lawful for a country to take the life of a murderer.
But you said that we should kill him.
Okay.
But what did you say then about the murder of Charlie Kirk? What do you think his punishment should be then?
He should be put to death if he's guilty.
So you think us as a human race should put him to death because he murdered Charlie Kirk?
Of course. Now, do you believe in abortion?
I believe in the freedom of choice.
It's okay to kill a baby in the womb.
Yes.
Okay.
Because there's some instances.
So you believe in the taking of a life, a human life.
There are some instances where it's like, why would you expect someone who is a rape victim to have a kid?
Why would you say it's wrong to kill a murderer and you advocate murder of children in the womb?
I never said that. I said you said it.
You said it's okay to kill babies in the womb.
I said, why are you saying it's okay? Don't twist my words.
Well, you said it's okay to kill babies.
No,
okay,
no,
let me ask you a question. Here's a question.
You're twisting my words.
I'm not going to twist your
words.
You
are.
Okay, we'll move on from me twisting your words. Answer me this question. Do you believe it's a baby in the womb?
I do believe it's a life. And in my personal experience, yes, I do think it's a baby.
Now, here's the question.
It's not a fully developed baby, but yes, it would eventually turn into a full baby, a fetus.
It's okay to kill a baby in the womb. When? What's the justification?
If some grown man decides to rape a baby, a 10-year-old can have a period. That means she is able to reproduce. Why would you force that on a 10-year-old who just suffered a massive trauma?
Good question.
Why would you
kill the innocent baby for the crime of the father?
The crime of the father won't even pay for the kid.
You didn't even hear the question,
so,
did you? Listen, I cannot reason with you because you think it's okay to kill babies.
Okay, me personally, I would keep the child if I had a kid.
Well, good for you.
But I don't think you should decide for everyone else just because they don't follow your same ideologies.
I'm not putting people to death or
you
deciding
are.
For everybody else.
You are, and it's awful way of thinking.
Okay.
You should let people to have the freedom of choice.
So,
God gave us the freedom of choice.
We're going to change the subject, if you're willing.
Yes.
What's going to happen to you on Judgment Day? Are you a good
person?
That
depends on God, not me.
Okay,
my decisions, if I am kind and treat others the way I want to be treated, then it's his decision, no one else's.
Okay, let's see if you're doing that. Can you be honest with me?
Yes.
Have you lied and stolen?
Everyone has lied.
Not talking about everyone, we're talking about
yes,
you.
Yes, everyone has sinned.
So you're
I'm a
lying
sinner.
Thief. So
no, I'm not a lying thief.
You just said you've lied and stolen.
I've lied. Yeah. I haven't stolen.
Oh, you said you've lied and stolen.
Have you
used God's name in vain?
No, I haven't.
OMG?
I try not to.
Oh, you try not to.
I fix myself. Everyone sins, and it's how we do it after, how we try and fix and change ourselves.
So let me share the gospel with you and get your thoughts.
I can share something part of the gospel too then.
Okay, share it with me.
If you're saying it's okay to murder people that have been, like you think it's their punishment, what about the parable of Jesus when he was outside and people were throwing stones at that woman who committed adultery? He said, throw a stone if you've never sinned. No one can throw a stone because everyone besides Jesus have sinned. So why should we force punishments on other people when we are sinners ourselves?
That's a good question. Now, Jesus could forgive that woman because he is on the way to the cross to take the punishment for her sins.
Yeah.
And for the sin of the whole world. And unless you repent of your sins and trust in Jesus, you're going to perish. You're going to end up in hell.
I agree.
I don't don't want that to happen to you. I care about you, and I want you to think about your eternal salvation. Don't let these peripheral issues discourage you or direct you away from that cross.
Okay,
in the cross, God provided a way for you to have everlasting life. It's the gift of God. Think about what God is offering you.
Okay, but with the parable, why is it that he said not to throw stones? So why should we kill those who think don't follow the Bible?
I'm not throwing stones.
You said you'd be okay with the punishment of murder, like to hurt the person.
Of course.
That's the equivalent to throwing the stone.
So we're going to have to agree to disagree.
I tell you what, if you've learned nothing else from listening to Ray Comfort engage these students today, one thing is how quickly he moves from their question into their conscience. It's pretty amazing and remarkable to listen to the man work. He knows he's there for one reason and one reason only. That is to present the gospel to as many people as possible. And he has done that today. And we're nowhere near finished. We've only gotten through just a portion of this event. We'll listen to more from the Living Waters crew on the campus of Cal State Fullerton next week here on Witness Wednesday. But until tomorrow, go serve your King.